Tom and Alex on Triple J.
Katie Steele joins us from New York. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning.
Now, New York is a bit of a new home for you. How's it all going? How are you adjusting to NYC?
Yeah, I'm getting there now. The first couple of months were pretty overwhelming, just getting used to the amount of people and the lifestyle and, the sounds and the smells. It's like you don't really get, as you can hear in the background, you don't really get much quiet. So, yeah, it's really different from Australia, but exactly what I wanted, a bit of a change in my life.
Cool. You're working on a solo album over there. Is New York the destination that you go to get this inspiration with all the taxis? And I haven't been to New York, but is that a place that gives you inspiration for a new solo album?
Yeah, I've always wanted to go. I've always wanted to come and move here and live here for a while. So it was just the first time in my life where I had the option. It was good timing. And I actually haven't been that inspired yet because I've been quite overwhelmed by everything, but I'm coming back to Australia for these shows, and I think I'm going to come back, and once I get back I'm going to have a bit more momentum. I think when you move anywhere it takes a little while to mentally adjust to surroundings.
For sure.
It's a pretty incredible city.
Yeah.
What do you reckon is your favourite part of New York so far? You've been to the Williamsburg Bridge, I've seen on Twitter, you've been all over the place. What's been the best part so far?
Walking, really, because I live in Williamsburg in Brooklyn, so it's kind of a Latino kind of neighborhood, so it's kind of cool. You walk out of the apartment and there's just so much noise on the street. There's dudes with their cars with the Ricky Martin blaring out, not Ricky Martin, but that kind of music blaring out, and it's just so not boring. There's just always something happening. But I don't know, my favorite thing would probably be Central Park. I think it's the most phenomenal place in the world. I think it's absolutely breathtaking.
Makes up 6% of New York, I found out yesterday. There's an interesting fact for you. 6%?
6%. Wow, that's crazy. Yeah, it's huge.
Interesting facts on Triple J this morning. There you go. Now, part of you, a movie over there, Katie, is that you set up your own home studio, you're recording where you're living, your own little thing. How's that process been, setting that up and getting that ready to record?
Yeah, it was cool. I had to go around to lots of guitar shops, and I bought a really nice piano. And I shipped all my guitars over, so I had, brought a lot of stuff with me, settling in. But yeah, I'm going to start working on the album when I get back from Australia, and going to kind of push it in a different direction to, what I've done with the band and stuff. So kind of looking forward to that, pushing yourself where you haven't gone before is always kind of exciting and scary.
You are coming to Australia very soon. We'll give you the dates real soon, but let's just jump into one of your tracks. What would you like us to play, Katie? We've got a whole host of Katie Steele classics in front of us. what would you like us to play?
Do you want to play Do Right Woman, maybe?
Sure. This year you came in and recorded this for Like a Virgin recently.
Yeah. She's got to be a do right, all right man. Okay, so that was Katie Steele covering Aretha Franklin with Do Right Woman.
And that's Katie Steele right there. Hello. It's worked out well, didn't it?
That's my radio voice.
Yeah, that was good.
With her original back announce.
Yes.
Which, is that getting on the new album, Katie?
It's all there.
We'll send you a copy of that recording, see if we can sort something out. But, you are getting the solo album, which a lot of people seem to be doing these days. But I was just wondering, who do you bounce your ideas off when you don't have your band members in Little Birdie thinking what, maybe liking what you're doing?
I don't know. I suppose you just have to trust your instincts. And, I'm pretty open to working with, people over here or, I'd really, my ideal situation would be to work kind of one-on-one quite closely with a, producer over here. So I'm pretty competent, is that the right word, at finishing, the songs to a good enough level that I think that, working with a cool producer, we kind of just add what it needs. But, it's all early days. It's just, I'm just trying get used to living in a new country at the moment. Yeah, who knows what's going to happen. It's kind of exciting.
Katie joins us from New York this morning. And speaking of, I guess, working with other people in New York or other familiar faces over there, have you been hanging out with any band friends? C has been spending a lot of time with New York. There's a lot of Aussies trying to make it, I guess, in the Big Apple. Have you been hanging out with any other Aussies over there?
Yeah, there's a few musicians I know from Melbourne that live over here. No one famous. there's so many cool little bars here, though. You kind of just cruise around. There's, like, every type of music you could think of. Yeah, hopefully I'll get a band together over here and stuff and at some point let you know about that.
Great. Sounds good. Well, you're playing... You are playing four shows in Sydney, Perth, Brisbane and Melbourne starting on the 22nd of May. And can people see a few of these new songs? Are you going to bounce a few ideas out in the crowd and see how they're received?
I'm going to throw a few ideas out there, some early, see if the fish come biting.
It's sort of a brainstorming session with the audience.
You should workshop.
You put a whiteboard up. A few ticks, a few maybe Venn diagrams, I know work well for songs as well.
Yeah. Well, people could bring in their own stuff along to the gigs and say, look, Katie, I've been working on this chord progression.
Hey, whoa, I don't know about that.
Thomas, is a solo album, please.
Sorry.
We don't want one famous producer.
Hello, dude.
Can I ask about new music too? I saw on your Facebook, Katie, you recently posted, said, hey, guys, I need some new music. You're asking, you know, your Facebook fans to suggest some new music for you to, I don't know, get you... Are you listening to some new stuff or whatever? Someone suggested Owl City. Have you listened to any of Owl City's work?
Oh, that's that full-on electro number one.
God, it's horrible, Katie. God, it's
awful.
That's
so bad.
Horrible.
I know. That was a bad suggestion. I knew who it was, and I was like, I won't go there on that one. But.
Did anything come out of that, though? Did you discover any new musical heroes?
Yeah, I discovered this band Little Joy. It's the drummer from The Strokes did this little project. I really like that. There's heaps of cool stuff. There's the band that Dolly Parton and Linda Ronstadt and another singer, Emily Harris, I think, called Trio. That's really cool. It's like full country. That's about it. I hate it when you guys put me on the spot with this stuff.
Well, sorry about that, Katie.
Just not
like,
Owl City.
Hey,
that's all I want to hear.
Five albums.
Just not
right
Owl City.
Now.
Okay,
top
gotcha.
Five.
All right, well, maybe when you're in the country, have a think about it and on the plane ride over. And when you're back to play the shows, we'll ask you again. But thanks so much for joining us, Katie Steele, this morning on Triple J.
I'll put it on my Twitter.
Excellent.
Tweet me, lol.
We look forward to your new album containing lots of Ricky Martin-influenced music as the cars drive past you in Brooklyn.
I like it a lot. She's playing the Notes on Enmore in Sydney this Saturday night. A lot of these shows are sold out, you think, Katie? So, you know, people might be able to get tickets to some of these dates you're doing?
Yeah, if they come out the front, though, and, you know, bring me roses, I'll get them in the back door.
All right,
totally.
There you go. You heard it here first. The Melbourne show is definitely sold out, but check it out on Katie's website. Thanks for having a chat to us this morning, Katie.
Aw, thank you for talking to me.
Aw, we'll see you later.
See you later.
Bye.
Tom and Alex. On Triple J.